You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. This week, Monocle's technology correspondent, David Phelan, tells us about the life and work of Shigeru Miyamoto. He's the designer behind some of Japanese gaming giant Nintendo's biggest innovations.
If that music conjures a feeling of anticipation and wide-eyed excitement, you're not alone. That Pavlovian reaction may even set your thumbs twitching. It is, of course, the theme tune to Nintendo's original Super Mario Bros. Video game. Released in 1985, the game made the Japanese company a major player in the industry, and its protagonist a household name. Less well known is the fact that the man behind it, and many of Nintendo's innovations since, is a designer. Shigeru Miyamoto was born in November 1952 in Sonobe, northwest of Kyoto. He studied industrial design at Kanazawa, and in 1977 found work as an apprentice at Nintendo, at that time a playing cards and novelties company. He became the company's first artist. The idea for Mario came when Miyamoto was tasked with converting the units of an unsuccessful arcade game called Radar Scope into something new. In response, Miyamoto turned the game design process on its head, coming up with the concept and characters, a bizarre love triangle between a carpenter, his girlfriend, and a giant ape, before the game's programming was developed, one of the first times this had happened. Miyamoto refined his game design process working on Nintendo's consoles for the home. He eschewed focus groups, preferring to let his personal experience of game playing guide him. He also drew on his own life experience to develop game concepts. His memories of exploring caves with a lantern as a child inspired the enduring Zelda series, with its non-linear adventures requiring the player to go back and forth between different locations, solving riddles. As well as the games themselves, Miyamoto has been crucial in designing the hardware to play them on. Under his guidance, Nintendo has been consistently innovative in the field of game console controller design. They introduced the first shoulder buttons for the SNES system, now a ubiquitous feature of games console controllers, the first 360-degree thumbstick with the Nintendo 64 controller, and they were the first to popularize motion control with the Nintendo Wii. Video quality wasn't a patch on rival consoles from Sony and Microsoft, but the Wii was such fun, it sold in huge numbers and influenced game systems that followed. Nintendo's latest console, the Switch, continues this legacy of hardware innovation. It's a hybrid console, enabling you to play the same game on your TV in the living room and on the move. Having worked for Nintendo in Kyoto for all his professional life, Miyamoto has ascended to the very top of the company. His latest job title, Creative Fellow, is as good a description of the man as you're going to get. With a unique design process, combining faith and personal experience with a commitment to innovations in hardware, Miyamoto-san has brought joy to millions of gamers worldwide. What's more, his creations have become an officially endorsed component of Japanese soft power. When at the closing ceremony of the Rio Olympic Games, it was Japan's turn to take up the baton for Tokyo 2020, to do the honors, the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe appeared, dressed as none other than Mario.
A very special thanks to David Phelan there for that report on the life and work of Shigeru Miyamoto. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.